From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian President Vladimir Putin met today with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and agreed to work toward restoring full relations with Turkey. Following a meeting in St. Petersburg, Mr. Putin said rebuilding trade relations will take time. Mr. Erdogan said the two countries will restore their yearly bilateral trade target of $100 billion and will speed up the resumption of charter flights from Russia to Turkey. The United Nations warns millions of people in the Syrian city of Aleppo have no access to running water or electricity. Lisa Schlein reports.
Communities in both East and West Aleppo have borne the brunt of the vicious conflict between Syrian government and rebel forces during the past few weeks. Countless civilians have been killed and wounded. Attacks this week have severely damaged Aleppo's electric and water infrastructure. UNICEF spokesman Christoph Bouyrak warns children and families in Aleppo are facing a catastrophic situation. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Day four of the Olympic Games in Rio featured at least one upset. Defending champion Serena Williams is out of the competition after a loss in the third round of women's tennis singles. The number one seeded American was beaten 6-4, 6-3 Tuesday night by Alina Svetolina of Ukraine. Williams made more than three dozen unforced errors. She and her sister Venus lost in the first round of doubles. The U.S. women's gymnastic team won gold for a second consecutive Olympics. Later in the evening, there will be a number of medal rounds, and high-profile U.S. swimmers Michael Phelps and Katie Ledecky are set to compete. This is VOA News. A few words uttered by Republican Donald Trump at a rally Tuesday have shaken up the 2016 U.S. presidential campaign. Speaking in Wilmington, North Carolina Tuesday, Trump said Democrat Hillary Clinton would appoint liberal Supreme Court judges who would take away Americans' constitutional right to own guns.
Hillary wants to essentially abolish the Second Amendment. By the way, and if she gets to pick her judges, nothing you can do, folks. Although the Second Amendment people, maybe there is, I don't know. But
Trump's opponents immediately interpreted that last remark as meaning that Clinton or the judges should be assassinated, but Trump denied having any thoughts of violence when he spoke. This newest controversy poses a danger of wrecking Trump's apparent efforts to restart a chaotic campaign. Meanwhile, Clinton was in Miami, Florida, where four new cases of the Zika virus have been reported.
I would very much urge the leadership of Congress to call people back for a special session and get a bill passed. Get a bill that is focused on combating Zika passed.
The Congress is yet to agree on a Zika funding measure. German authorities in Rhineland-Palatinate have detained a man suspected of being a high-ranking member of the Islamic State group. They say the man is linked to a terrorist threat against the opening game of a German football team. The man was reported to be an asylum seeker from Syria. The Turkish government said Tuesday a U.S. failure to extradite cleric Fethullah Gulen would cause a great harm to relations between the two countries. The Turkish government has repeatedly tried to pressure the U.S. into handing over Gulen, blaming him for the July 15th coup attempt. Last week, lawyers representing Gulen said the Turkish government had provided no evidence to prove his involvement in the coup. The Japanese government says relations with China are, in its words, remarkably deteriorating due to the continued presence of Chinese naval ships near a group of disputed islands in the East China Sea. The Japanese Foreign Ministry issued a statement Tuesday saying Foreign Minister Fumio Kishida issued the warning Tuesday when he summoned the Chinese ambassador to issue a formal protest. Former Philippine President Fidel Ramos is in Hong Kong on a mission aimed at mending his government's relations with China. Ramos told reporters he hopes to restore ties with what he called some old friends who have links to high officials in Beijing. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were higher at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.